Hare Krishna. This morning I was reading my Bhagavatam chapters, and specifically on Krishna's killing Agasura. I was going to say Agasura Leela, but sounds like Agasura is having a Leela. And it's Krishna's Leela, but how Krishna killed Agasura. And of course, one essential feature of that pastime is that after Krishna killed Agasura, then it was a year before the Cowherd Boy stole everyone. And Parikshit Maharaj picked up on this, and he asked Sukadeva Goswami, well, what happened? How come that it was a year before they narrated something so extraordinary and exciting? Something must have happened. And when he asked that question, then Sukadeva Goswami first goes into ecstasy. You know, we'll get back to that a little later. And then he says this verse, when he spoke that verse, it was like very familiar to me. The second part of the verse, word for word, Bruyo snigda sashishta shela guravom guyon piyuta. I thought, well, I know this verse. This is a Bhagavatam verse. And I looked it up, and sure enough, it's in the first canto. That in itself is a very interesting topic, which I'm not going to digress onto, and that is that in Shastra you have different verses that are repeated. Bhagavatam, well, here's one. Here's one part of a verse that's repeated verbatim, and verbatim. When Shonaka is approaching Suta Goswami, then they say the same thing. Sukadeva Goswami is also saying the same thing. There are other verses later on, especially in Uddhava Gita, that are from earth, are there also earlier in Bhagavatam. So it's very, that in itself is a very interesting thing. And of course, part of the understanding is that these verses, this knowledge, is eternal knowledge, so it's eternally existing, and they're simply repeating eternally existent topics. Anyway. But here, instead, what is the verse itself? Well, Sukadeva Goswami saying, O King, kindly hear me with great attention. Although the activities of the Supreme Lord are very confidential, no ordinary man being able to understand them, I shall speak them to you. For spiritual masters explain to a submissive disciple even subject matters that are very confidential and difficult to understand. So I was going on to this part of the verse, this concept that how spiritual masters divulge information that both difficult but also confidential. And there's a few things here, because when Sukadeva Goswami explains this, it's not very difficult to understand, or at least he certainly makes it easy to understand. And in terms of confidentiality, well, it's not exactly like Rasa dance or some intimate exchange between Krishna and the gopis or Srimati Radharani, which we usually take to be confidential. But nonetheless, this is how the context of this pastime is being addressed, that it is somewhat confidential. What to speak of then those other things that I mentioned. But here we have a certain situation where we see that Shukadev Goswami is speaking to a very qualified disciple, but at the same time, he's also being surrounded by and in the presence of many people who are not so qualified as him. So he has to make a value judgment. All right, I can't tell them to all go away. That looks really strange, and there's going to be other things in the Srimad Bhagavatam of a similar nature and even more of a quote-unquote confidential nature. You can't keep telling people, okay, now everyone, you all get up and leave, and Vyasadeva and Narad and Parikshit Maharaj and a few others can stay. So that's not going to work. Neither can he tell Parikshit Maharaj, well, listen, why don't we talk about this later? Because for Parikshit Maharaj, there's not going to be any later. He's got 1 week, and this is all the time that he's got. So even though the rest of the audience isn't so qualified, Shukadev Goswami decides to speak, and it's a phenomenon that I think a lot of lecturers come up with, is devotees ask questions. Sometimes devotees ask questions, and now are they really submissive, qualified to understand what's being presented to them? Maybe yes, maybe no. When they're not, then usually speakers or spiritual masters put off the question. On the other hand, often it may happen that the devotee in questioner is qualified, and then we may have to consider, all right, can I tell him, well, listen, we'll talk about this later. And sometimes that's the case. But sometimes, even though there's a mixed audience, and very often in Krishna consciousness, that's our situation. We have a real mixed audience to whom we're addressing. And because the devotee or some other devotees are sufficiently submissive and so on, then we divulge something that, well, maybe under other circumstances we wouldn't. In any case, here an important issue is that when devotees are qualified, they should be allowed to hear confidential subject matter, and it's to the discretion of the spiritual master to recognize that and to be able to ruyo snigdasya shishasya guravo guyamapyuta. The disciple is properly qualified, then let them hear. Do they understand it? Well, he says it may be very difficult to understand, it may be very confidential, but the path of acquiring transcendental knowledge is not based on intelligence. And it's not even necessarily based on learning, but rather it's based on, as Krishna says, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Those who are very devoted, those who are very submissive, those who have loving affection towards Krishna. These are the things that really open the channel to Krishna consciousness, open the channel to real understanding, didami buddhi, because it will be Krishna that gives the buddhi. And he doesn't give that buddhi to arrogant people, intellectuals, and so on. These are the qualities that are being asked for. Snigdasya, submissive. Pritipurvakam, satata yuktanam, always engaged in service, and so on. And that's what realizes, what manifests knowledge within the heart. Mahatvarab seva mahur vimukti. The gate to liberation is open, Bhagavatam says, and that phrase is also repeated in different places. Mahatvaram seva mahur vimukti. The dvara, the gate to liberation, is mahat seva. Service to Nityam Bhagavata Seva, to great personalities, to Vaishnavas, to Krishna, obviously, the right service attitude. So in circumstances where the right service attitude is there, then yes, the speaker, the spiritual master, here it is Guravo, which is in the plural, the spiritual masters. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Vaitma Padarshaka Guru, so many different types of gurus are there, Shravan Guru. So they make that type of decision, or make that type of value judgment. Now, what should I say? Obviously, if someone is qualified in terms of giving, putting forward good questions, that's already a qualification that someone knows how to ask, then it may well be that he's also qualified to hear. And then, as Shukadeva Goswami here says, Prakshit Maharaj is very highly qualified. We see later on in the Bhagavatam, when Shukadeva Goswami is speaking about the residents, and he gets really carried away. Now he's talking about confidential subject matter. And what else would he say? What more will he say? But he's absorbed in ecstasy, just like, as I mentioned here, Shukadeva Goswami became absorbed in ecstasy, and he became silent when Parikshit Maharaj asked him to explain this. But when he's talking about the rasa dance, he doesn't become silent. He just talks and talks and becomes very absorbed in the lila, and he becomes oblivious to those who are around him. But Parikshit Maharaj isn't. And he looks around and he sees that some of these people are really bewildered how Bhagavan can be engaged in these types of activities, dancing, in the dead of night with other people's wives. So then he brings Shukadeva Goswami to external consciousness by asking a question. And Shukadeva Goswami realizes what's going on, and he answers to sort of clear up some of the doubts of those others who were present, and then switches topic. He ends the whole subject matter of the Rasa Lila. But here, if Snigdasya, very submissive disciple, then yes, Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Then Krishna may reveal directly. Krishna revealed through spiritual master. It's the duty or the responsibility of Vaishnavas to be discriminating, but transcendental knowledge is not something that's meant to be kept eternally guyam, secret, but it's meant to be revealed to the right person at the right time in the right place. And Shukadeva Goswami therefore sort of gives this license. He's giving a license to spiritual masters. He's also giving guidelines as to how it should be applied. So, Guravo Guyam Apyuta. Hare Krishna.